CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning. It's Sunday, the 9th of July, 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Newsreader G4NZQ retires after 23 years. No GB2RS from Germany next week. IOTA handover at Friedrichshafen. Philip Brooks, G4NZQ, has been looking after the GB2RS news service in Norwich since the 20th of November 1994, which makes it almost 23 years of news reading. Together with support from the local stand-in newsreaders, he's provided an unbroken service over that period. Philip has decided it's time to retire, although the others in the team, David G7URP, Roger G3LDI and Mike G4DYC, are going to keep the service going, probably on a rota basis. So all will be well. The RSGB would like to thank Philip for his many years of service to GB2RS and has recognised this commitment with a certificate of appreciation. On Sunday the 16th of July there will be no news broadcast on 40 metres from Germany because both newsreaders are attending the Ham Radio show at Friedrichshafen in Germany. They'll be resuming reading the following Sunday the 23rd. Some members of the UK IOTA team will be at the Friedrichshafen Ham Radio exhibition, which takes place on the 14th to the 16th of July. They will be there to receive the IOTA key and official IOTA flag from last year's hosts. If you are attending, please make your way to the RSGB stand on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. local time. Everyone is welcome to visit the RSGB stand at any time. The President and General Manager will be there, along with some headquarters staff members and several RSGB volunteers, looking forward to meeting members and non-members alike. The G5RP Trophy is an annual award to encourage newcomers to HFDXing. The award is not limited to youngsters or the newly licensed. It's open to anyone who's recently discovered and made significant progress in HFDXing. If you're an established HFDXer and want to recommend someone to be awarded the G5RP Trophy for 2017, now is the time to send in your nomination. This prestigious award will be presented this year at the RSGB convention on the 13th to the 15th of October. Please send your nominations to Ian Greenshields, G4FSU, by email ian.greenshields@gmail.com to arrive no later than Friday the 15th of September. Commemorating its 20th anniversary of amateur radio on the International Space Station, ARIS is planning to transmit a set of 12 slow-scan television images that capture the accomplishments of ARIS over the years. The SSTV transmissions from the International Space Station will take place on 145.8 MHz FM around the 15th and 16th of July. To celebrate Canada's 150th anniversary, three Canadians are flying a helicopter all round the world, visiting major historical sites. Today, the 9th of July, the helicopter is visiting Poldhue in Cornwall, which follows its visit to Signal Hill, Newfoundland, where Marconi received the first transatlantic signal sent from Poldhue. It's hoped that two-way contact will be made between the radio amateurs at both sites during the helicopter's visit. Several countries' amateurs have recently gained a 60-metre allocation. The new Belize Amateur Radio Club website carries information that the new WRC 15 amateur secondary 60-metre allocation of 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz has become available with a maximum power limit of 25 watts EIRP. The Cyprus Telecom Regulator issued a Gazette notice updating the national frequency table to include the new WRC 15 amateur secondary 60 metre allocation of 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz with a maximum power limit of 15 watts EIRP. There's also a note on the amateur secondary MF allocation of 472 to 479 kHz with a maximum power limit of 1 watt EIRP. Finally, for now, the Philippines Telecom Regulator has permitted access to the new WRC 15 amateur secondary 60-metre allocation of 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz under ITU footnote 5.133b with a maximum power limit of 15 watts EIRP. Radio Amateurs of Canada has announced an award for radio amateurs and shortwave listeners that involves using HF radio to track the 150-day Canada C3 voyage of the Polar Prince from Toronto, Ontario, to Victoria, British Columbia, via the Northwest Passage, part of Canada's 150th anniversary celebration. Canada C3 is aimed at raising awareness of Canada's coastline and inspiring a deeper understanding of Canada's land and peoples. The voyage of the Polar Prince will continue until around the 28th of October. The vessel is transmitting a WSPR signal on 40, 30 and 20 metres using the call sign CG3EXP. Full details at http://tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0907a. Bletchley Park holds collections of around 500,000 items, from diaries and photographs to codebreakers, working papers and Enigma machines. You can see some of these at the exhibition, but most are stored behind the scenes. They want to make the collections more accessible by making photographs and descriptions available online, but want to know which part of the collection the public would be interested in exploring. You can take part in the survey at www.surveymonkey.co.uk/figure r/t figure 2 hjgfr. The Amateur Radio 70 SEMS repeater GB3LV, located in Enfield, is off the air for the rest of the week, at least possibly longer. It means that IRLP node 5600 and Echo Link 155403, which operate GB3LV on 70 SEMS, are also unavailable. There is currently no published timescale for a return to full operation. And now, details of rallies and events for the coming week. This weekend, the 2017 Microwave Roundtable will be held at Finningley ARS, the Hearst Communications Centre, Belton Road, Santoff, Doncaster, DN85SX. The two-day event will have presentations, demos, test lamp and a build-a-thon of a nanowave optical transceiver. Updates are on www.g0ghk.com and facebook.com/g0ghk. On the 9th, the Cornish Amateur Radio Rally takes place at Penair School, Truro, TR11TN. Car parking available on site, doors open 10:30. £2 to get in, but traders bring and buy in club stalls. Catering is available. Contact KenG0FIC 01209-821073 for more information. Between the 14th and 16th of July, the Ham Radio Show will take place at Friedrichshafen in Germany. There'll be trade stands, special interest groups and IAIU member societies with stands in the main hall. The show is known for its large flea market. Lectures take place each day, some in English. There'll be large RSGB bookstall. Details www.hamradio-friedrichshafen.de/ham-en. On Sunday the 16th, the McMichael Rally takes place at Reading Rugby Football Club Home Park, Farm Lane, Sunning Lane, Sunning on Thames, Reading, RG4 6ST. Talks will be on S22. Parking is free. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. and entry is £3. Tables and car book spaces are £10. There will be trade stands and special interest groups. Catering and licensed bar will be available on site. Due to venue rules, no dogs are allowed other than assistance dogs. If you have rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the RSGB website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Jeff ZL3GA will visit Vanuatu in the Pacific, IOTA OCO35, until the 13th of July. He'll be using YJ0GA and operating holiday style. Logs will be updated to Logbook of the World and to Club Log. Weather permitting, Gert and Jan will be active as Mickey Mouse stroke ON4GS and MM stroke OS5A, respectively, from Hirta, the largest island in the St Kilda Archipelago, which is EU059, from the 10th to the 14th of July. The Outer Hebrides, EU010, might be activated as well, as an alternative or during travel to and from the archipelago. They'll be operating SSBCW on the HF band, QSL home calls, with the Bureau Preferred Logbook of the World. Tony PY2DY will be active as SY8APQ from Lesvos Island, EU049, until the 2nd of August, QSL PY2DY Direct and Logbook of the World. Pierre V3KTB hopes to be active again as VY0ERC until the 22nd of July. This is the Eureka Amateur Radio Club station located in the environs of the weather station on Ellesmere Island, NA008, QSL M0XO's OQRS. Now, a special event using Dennis G7AGZ will operate GB6BEN on the 5145 and 433 MHz bands as he climbs Ben Nevis in aid of Cornwall Hospice Care around the 8th of July onwards. See QRZ.com for details, QSL Bureau or EQSL with SWL reports. Welcome. GB0IS will be on there as part of a meet and greet at the Theydon Boyce Donkey Derby Traditional Fun Day on the 9th of July, operations VHF UHF only. Mid Ulster ARC will operate special event station at Coney Island until the 30th of July. Operations will be from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and the address is Machety Country Park, County Armagh, BT716NS. Plymouth Radio Club will operate GB0ST for the Shark Trust to celebrate Shark Awareness Day on the 14th of July between the 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. The radio caravan will be located at the National Marine Aquarium, Roeport, Coxside, Plymouth, PL40LF. Contest news, the AIRU HF Championship ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, the 9th, SSB only 1.8, 28 megs bands. The exchange of signal report and ITU zone, which for us is 27 in the UK. On Tuesday, there are two contests on 432 megs. The first is the FM activity contest at 1800 to 1900 UTC. The second is UK activity contest using all modes of 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange is the same for both contests, signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, it's the 50 megs UK activity contest from 1900 to 2103 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. And on Sunday the 16th, the 70 MHz trophy contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Now for the radio propagation report. Compiled by G0KYAG3YLANG4BAO, early last week the sun's surface looked clear. There were no sunspots at all and solar flux index remained in the low 70s. However, settled geomagnetic conditions help make for this, with the K index often at zero. Daytime D layer absorption didn't really help with the summer HF doldrums, but there were highlights in the evening, with 40 metres and 20 metres becoming more lively as the sun started to set. For example, Doug's SP6CW in Paraguay was workable with 5 watt CW on 20 metres on Wednesday evening, and 40 metres was live with signals from around Europe. The reverse beacon network is often a guide to DX stations calling CQ, many of which go unanswered. However, this week the 8th and 9th may see unsettled geomagnetic conditions again, as a large coronal hole became geocentric on Thursday. This may allow solar material to escape from the sun and head towards the earth. If so, the subsequent geomagnetic storming may see K-index rise this weekend, with the possibility of an initial ionospheric enhancement and then subdued maximum usable frequencies, auroral conditions and noisy bands thereafter. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain in the low 70s, although a new sunspot was just appearing over the southeast limb on the sun on Thursday. NOAA predicts geomagnetic conditions may be unsettled again from Thursday the 13th. The 20, 30 and 40 metre bands remain the best for F2 layer DX fun, with the DHF bands also benefiting from occasional sporadic E openings. However, these may become slightly less prevalent as we move into mid and late July. Now for VHF and up propagation news. Humid weather with a weak ridge of high pressure can often bring some summer tropo conditions, and this week will continue to offer occasional lifts. especially overnight. There's a sign in the models for some slow-moving areas of low pressure during the week, and these may bring a risk of thundery downpours, but equally the opportunity of some good rain scatter on the gigahertz band. There are always plenty of aircraft over Europe, so look for aircraft reflections, contacts on 1.3 and 2.3 gigs, up to 800 kilometres to work some new squares and make the bands more interesting. With no major meteor shower peaking in the upcoming week, we'll be relying on sporadic key on the low VHF bands. The season still giving some occasional good days from the UK, although the present period of rather weak jet streams, which are often a good indicator of where sporadic key may develop, means that sporadic key events may be limited both in scope and the highest band available. We are past this moon's cycle's apogee again, but with minimum declination occurring only yesterday, it's still negative for the upcoming week. Losses will continue to be high, so EME opportunities will be short. And that's it from the propagation team this week. It's all also from me.